Good afternoon, everyone. We'd like to begin the regular meeting of the Board of Directors for the Upper San Gabriel Valley Municipal Water District this February 1st, and happy Valentine's Day to all. It's a little after 4 o'clock, and at this time, we'll go to the Pledge of Allegiance. So if you're able to stand, please do so. And ready? Begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Again, I'd like to begin the meeting by saying happy Valentine's Day to all, and those of the today is also Ash Wednesday. And there was a celebration this morning that turned into tragedy in Kansas City. And so there was a parade for the Kansas City Chiefs for winning the Super Bowl. Unfortunately, there were some people that have been injured. And so hopefully they will heal in Kansas City there. With that, we'll go to item number 2, roll call of the Board of Directors. Can we get a roll call, please?
Director Trevino?
Present.
Director Chavez?
Present.
Director Garcia?
Present.
Vice President Fellow? And President Santana?
Thank you. Let the record show that we do have a quorum today. We'll go to item number 3, adoption of the agenda.
So moved. So
second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the agenda as presented. If no further questions, we'll take a roll call vote.
Director Trevino?
Aye.
Director Chavez?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Thank you. That passes on a 3-0 vote. We'll go to item number 4, public comments. Anyone wishing to speak before the Board of Directors may do so at this time. Vanessa, do we have any written or oral reports?
Director, we have not received any written or oral comments prior to this meeting. However, if anyone wishes to speak now, they may do so at the podium.
Seeing and hearing none, then we'll go to item number 5, committee reports. We have 3 before us. 5A is the Government Affairs and Community Outreach. That's chaired by Dr. Fellow. Those minutes are in the packet, as well as 5B, Administrative and Finance Committees, chaired by Santana. And 5C, which is Water Resources and Facilities Management Committees, which is chaired by Director Trevino. If anybody wishes to add anything to those reports, may do so now or share any comments. It'll be appropriate to do so. If not, then we'll accept those reports. We'll go to item number 6, consent calendar. There are 3 items: the minutes of the regular meeting of the Board of Directors, a list of demands, and financial reports. I'll accept the motion.
So moved. Second.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the consent calendar as presented. Is there any discussions on those items? If not, Vanessa, please call the roll.
Director Trevino?
Aye.
Director Chavez?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Thank you. Passes on a 3-0 vote. We'll go to item number 7, which is actions or discussions. 7A is our federal legislative summary and positions. The Government Affairs Committee did make some recommendations to the Board of Directors, which will take the official action. Do we have staff to go over some of those items for us?
Yeah, I'm going to have Patty go over this item.
Yes. Good afternoon, directors. As Director Chavez noted, this item did go before the Government Affairs Committee meeting. The committee did recommend a support position in a 2-0 vote. Just to provide you with a quick overview, this is to support Senator Padilla's Low-Income Household Water Assistance Program Establishment Act. Basically, it would create permanent funding for a low-income program to kind of take over programming that was used to assist residents that couldn't pay for their water bills during COVID and then subsequently after. So this is something that we've championed for a while, so we are recommending a support position.
Move approval of the committee recommendation.
Second.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the recommendations from the Government Affairs Committee and those positions. Any further discussion? Hearing none, then please call the roll.
Director Trevino?
Aye.
Director Chavez?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Thank you. That passes on a 3-0 vote. We'll go to item number 8, which is informational items. There are press releases and news articles.
At item B up the top.
Oh, and I tore this so I could catch it too, and I missed it. So that's 7B. 7B is our strategic plan update, and our general manager, Mr. Love, will present us with the information.
As the board remembers, in 2023, we went through some strategic planning sessions and incorporated those into a new strategic plan, which the board adopted. Staff has been working on those goals and objectives, and I describe them in kind of two categories. There are some specific objectives or goals that are kind of a one-time thing. We work on them and we have a deadline. But many of them are ongoing. For instance, sound financial management, obviously there's no end to that. We continue to do that. So some of them are ongoing. Some of them have a specific date that we're trying to accomplish them. So Patty's prepared a presentation, which I'm going to have her go over, but it kind of takes those goals, talks about those ongoing activities, but also we have put some priorities on those and the ones that we want to work on in the first over the next several months.
Mr. Chairman, in light of the fact that we don't have two principal members of this board, I don't know if you want to continue this item because it's such an important item. So we might want to put this off for next time.
So how about we do this? Since it's been posted, can we get a brief summary, an overview, and then bring it back to the next meeting for full discussion?
Yeah, so Patty, can you just do the first 25 of your 150 slides? Yes, we can do that.
Yeah.
I'm sure Patty can do that very effectively.
I'll just skip every other one. okay, so really quick, just to do a recap of the planning process, you'll recall all the work that we did last year and where we're at. As Tom had mentioned, since the board has adopted the plan, what we've basically done is go through and assign, as Tom mentioned, the priorities and then due dates. And then one thing that we're doing differently for this strategic plan is last year we assigned all the strategic planning goals and objectives to management. And while we love taking care of it, but I think what we also want to look at is tying it in with our staff, and so that our staff feels that they are a part of this overall process. So if you could just jump to the last page, Vanessa. Oop. Yeah, that one right there. So of all of our goals and objectives that we've created, so we have 4 goals, and I think there was like an overview of like 20 different strategies. So I just highlighted the top 3. So goal 1, which is in relation to water reliability, goal 2, financial integrity, and goal 3, which is workforce. These items that have been selected are ones that we as management and staff hope to complete by June of this year. And so I won't go into too much detail, but just as an overview, it's just kind of related to shoring up our imported water supplies, being more collaborative in that process. For financial capacity, it's dealing with the MWD charges and then moving into a 2-year budget, which is something that we've been contemplating as staff and management. And then for workforce development, you'll see that this is really the crux of the objectives that we'll be working on. And it's everything from evaluating HR support needs, also to conducting a compensation and evaluation of staff needs. And so all of this, again, is just something that we hope to complete by the end of this fiscal year. And so at that point, we'll be able to provide you with an update on how we did in attaining these goals. So that's it in a quick nutshell.
And just to comment, those areas in green that relates to financial integrity, But those are going to come up really quickly. Obviously, our two-year budget that we're going to prepare, we talked to the Finance Committee about that last week. But also working with Watermaster on our minimum purchase letter agreement that we worked out with them to help cover the increasing Met RTS charge. Well, that RTS charge is going to continue to go up, and we're going to have to work with Watermaster and the producers on how do we continue to do this, because it may be that, that Watermaster is not able to buy enough water to fully cover that with our current surcharge. So those will be hot topics coming up in the next few months the board should be aware of. Thanks, Patty.
Thank you, Patty.
Thank you. So just to recap, we went over items 1 through 7, and if we welcome Dr. Fellow to the meeting, if you would like to add any comments to committee reports, I'll open that up if you wish to do so, or any discussion on item number 7, although we did take action on it, but if there's any of those bills that you wanted to discuss, I would open that up on number 7 to you, Dr. Fellows, if you wish. Otherwise, we'll continue on. So what we just did on the strategic plan update, we just did a quick briefing on it. We will bring it back to the next meeting when we have a full board to have a full discussion on it. So there was nothing that was missed on that. Okay. So if that's it, we'll move to item number 8. Item number 8 is informational items, press releases, and news articles that are in your packet that you may read at your leisure. And then we'll go to item number 9, attorney's report.
Yeah, a brief report, Mr. Chair. Since the last meeting, what's spent some time on was involving the PFAS cases. As you know, the district has opted out, and there's been some filings in that case where some of the parties are contesting the actual parameters of the settlement, the notice requirements and the releases, et cetera, that I know the Best and Krieger team has briefed the board on those as well. So there's been a fair amount of opting out, or parties who intended to opt out, who the administrator has ruled improperly did so, or are now in the case. And so there's some briefing going on now with the court to try and clear that up with the administrator. There's a large volume of these cases, as you know, and it seems like the administrator and the court are not quite on the same page, because the way this case works, because of the volume and it's a class action, they hire a third-party case administrator to get all the claims, see who's met all the requirements, et cetera. It's independent of the court. And so there's some briefing going on there now. I provided Patty and Tom some copies of those. And the court did approve in December 13th on the DuPont settlement. The court just recently approved the terms of that settlement, but the 3M settlement is still hasn't been approved by the court yet. So there's some machinations going on, and I know the last when I last talked to BB&K about it, they had been approached by the administrator about what they thought were the problems with the settlement. I know they share that information. So we'll keep watching it and keep reporting back to the board on the status of that case. But other than that, worked on some administrative matters with Tom and attended the Finance, Ledger Affairs, and Government Affairs Committee. So that's my report.
Thank you. Any questions for our attorney? Hearing none, then thank you for your report. We'll go to item 10, engineer's report. Now, Mr. Johnson is at a Watermaster meeting right now. So, Mr. Love, is there anything that you wish to add to his report?
Yeah, so Steve usually covers some water supply things locally here. I covered that pretty well on Monday at our Water Resources Facility Management meeting. And you have the report on the hydrologic conditions, a written report in your package. I will describe our situation in this way, summarize it. Southern California is currently running above average precipitation. Northern California is running about 83% of normal precipitation. And snowpack is about 88% based on the last report I saw. San Luis Reservoir, the State Water Project storage in San Luis Reservoir is lower than it was at this time last year. And I described those reasons at the Water Resources Committee meeting. At this point, there is anticipation, given the condition. The conditions aren't horrible, but they're not above normal, but they're not horrible, that the state project allocation will definitely be increased. We got more storms coming in, and these storms are going to hit Northern California in the coming weeks. Will be increased, but I don't think there's much optimism with the conditions as they stand now. It will go much above 25%. Now, if we continue to get atmospheric rivers and storms, that could certainly change. The good news is last year, the storage in the main San Gabriel Basin did increase its highest amount in, I think I looked at it, over 15 years. It went up more than it has since 2004-05. In other words, the key well level went up more. So we're up in a more comfortable range. We'd love to put more water in the ground. So it's looking okay. I don't think it's time to pop the champagne cork yet on how the water you're shaping up. It's a little too early to tell. So I think that's generally what Steve would have covered in his report.
Okay, thank you. Any questions on that report? Seeing none, then we'll move on to General Manager's Report, item number 11, Mr. Love.
Yeah, just a couple of quick notes. So when I spoke to the Water Resources Facility Management Committee about the building updates, there's one thing I forgot to mention. We have looked at a company to come in and work on our AV system in this boardroom. It's challenging when we're trying to do Zoom meetings. We've been in other rooms where there are not visible microphones, and those microphones pick up every sound very well. So we know we can make some improvements. The other thing is with the displays for people sitting at the dais, it's very difficult to see the displays. So we're looking at having individual displays at each seat at the board table. So we're working on those. We got one proposal. We're looking for another proposal. Patty, it's about, how much was it? 10?
So there's two of them. So total for the upgrade to the AV came in at about 60. But that, I believe.
Oh, 60. I was way off.
Yeah. But I believe that also included, we were looking at doing security cameras for like each of the levels of the offices.
The lobby. Yeah,
yeah, the lobbies.
Yeah. So when we get more of that information, we'll bring it back through the Facility Management Committee. But I just want to let you know, we are looking at some improvements because we know the displays are difficult. The sound system isn't ideal, and we think we can do better. And then the only other thing I have, because I kind of briefed the board at the Water Resources Committee on Monday, is a reminder on the 28th of February, Bill Hazenkamp, the Colorado River Manager from MWD, will be here to talk about the agreements on the Colorado River. And the timing is very, very good because near the end of this month, we've been told the negotiations between the lower basin states, which now seem to be on the same page, and the upper basin states is going to come to a critical point near the end of February. I had to double check with Bill that he was still okay coming to our meeting because it sounds like they will be just wrapping up some very intense negotiations. So I think his presentation should be certainly timely and very informative. That's all I have.
Okay, well, thanks for that. Just a quick comment. Thank you so when we started the meeting, you asked us to use the microphones because we're recording an audio. So I attend all our WQA meetings. There was a committee meeting yesterday that I did over the phone, and the audio was terrible. And I'll let them know because we don't use microphones out there. So when I was listening to it, it sounded, excuse the term, like a butt dial. Like someone had the phone on and they didn't know there would be recording. So it sounded like in a room, like somebody talking like that. So, yeah. So I'll address it to them, but yeah. I'm glad we're doing something about it here. So thank you for that. We'll go to item number 12, Metropolitan Report, Dr. Fellow.
Okay, thank you. And I'm sorry I was late, but there was a very important meeting at Watermaster, and I will report about that when we talk about the Watermaster report. Speaking of the Colorado River, we didn't even get to hear a report from Bill Hazenkamp yesterday. The Met agendas have been full morning to night the past 2 days, and we're hoping that the chaos will stop soon. We don't know what's going to go on. But the MWD sessions, which have lasted into the evenings, center around budgets, and they center around the budget deficit that MWD is facing, about a $430 million deficit. And the GM is calling for a new business model, and we'll see if that develops. Tom Love reported to the Water Resources Committee this week about the cost of treated and untreated water and some of the ways that MWD is looking at financing these projects, and nothing is concrete at this time. They include such things as an increase in the ad valorem tax, a bond initiative, cuts in conservation programs, but we have about five more workshops, which is obscene, to be honest with you, to go before we make some decisions. But I want to focus on the One Water Committee, which met yesterday. MWD does appear to be ready to store water in the groundwater basin, such as the San Gabriel Valley. And from what I understand, they're willing to pay now for that storage. And there has been some pushback even for that from agencies that with no groundwater basins and why they should have to be involved in something like that. The most interesting subject yesterday, we spent a lot of time, hours, about the Bay Delta. And we had a number of representatives, including representatives from the Indian tribes, farmers, environmental groups, including the Sierra Club, to speak. It was interesting because the focus was on the islands that Met owns about four islands. They did own five. They sold one. And the opportunities with those islands to advance solutions to critical challenges. And these challenges include coming to grips with the innovation team at Met to that deal with subsidence control and sequester carbon, which could be met by MWD growing rice in the Delta, which is being proposed. Another opportunity is finding a solution to fishery declines by native fish conservation. Another challenge is flood and seismic risk and sea level rise, and this could be solved by widening the and raising the Delta levees. And as I mentioned, MWD owned five islands in the Delta. It did sell one, and owns four islands where it can grow rice and help fish conservation and advance levee improvements. And without improvements to the levee, we were told that all the speakers told us that we will see an 80% economic loss and 100% loss in lives if that is not done. Each levee will cost about $4 to $7 million to repair. Unfortunately, the four islands of MWD are losing money. The five islands cost approximately $175 million. They're worth about $138 million right now. And thus, some directors started talking yesterday that we should just sell the islands and pull out of the Delta. The islands, it doesn't make much sense, and I thought some of them were crazy, to be honest with you. The islands are mortgaged, and MWD would see maybe $40 million, according to MWD management. But if MWD did pull out, they still have a mortgage for all the, so it doesn't make any sense. The mantra by some of the directors was that, and it bothered me because we had some very compassionate, intelligent speeches yesterday about the Bay Delta and its importance and what it could add to California. It bothered me with some of the, with all of these great dignitaries and the Indian tribes there, that some of the directors would say what they did. I thought it was very ridiculous, some of them. And I had a speech prepared, and the speech was that over my dead body, we will pull out of the Delta. It's just, it would be obscene for this district, especially not to have rights to the Delta, which has some of the most pristine waters. So it's a continuing fight, and we have a lot more to go. Finally, the workshops, I think, there are about five more that will continue, and these workshops will deal with all areas of budget, including personnel, investments, conservation programs, one of the things we talked about yesterday was personnel. MWD needs, as requested, 19 new employees, which is not going to happen, and I think most of the directors now are looking at maybe we'll add five to operations, but with the debt the way it is, everyone's looking at that right now. And we are looking whether we should continue with all four of conservation programs, such as turf removal during these times where we still need to, we have excess water. And some of the workshops are laborious. I think a better way maybe to handle these things, we should have thought about maybe a blue ribbon committee or getting GMs together and engineers to come to the board with five scenarios that we could look at. Because most of us were interested in how much money these projects cost and how much water are we going to get out of these projects and where are we going to get the money. And I think that would be a better way to handle this sort of thing. But I'm not on the executive committee. So, but we'll see what happens. We have other meetings coming up. Thank you.
Thank you for your report. Any questions on that? Hearing none, then we will move on to item number 13, Water Quality Authority Report. That report's in the packet, but just there was two minor things that we took action on. One was we retained our law firm and made some adjustments to the contract as far as the salary. And then secondly, we moved, changed banks for better service, better rates to BMO. And if you don't know that bank, they have their name on the stadium at in downtown LA, right by USC. They're the homes of the football club, right? The soccer football club, which won the national championship last year. Not this last year, but the year before. So I think we're in good company there. With that, we'll go to item number 14, a Water Master Report. And you may share anything you can. I know you guys wanted to close session.
It's still in session, but closed session did end, and it's really amazing. This is the first time I've been on any board where nobody has leaked anything out of closed session. You know, it met, and within a minute, it's leaked out to all agencies. But Linda just informed me what the lawyer just said, and I will report that to you now. Right now. I can report that the board authorized the hiring of Russ Bryden as executive officer and for the chair and current executive officer to develop. He will be head of Water Master, and the current chair and current executive officer will develop a written transition and succession plan with the salient terms of the agreement, and that was what was reported today. So Tony Zampiello, he'll be still at Water Master for I don't know how many months that they're going to negotiate, but I think he wanted to stay in for a while as the CEO and hire this person as the assistant. Watermaster does not have to go through any kind of search process. The person just has to be approved by the Superior Court. So that's what happened today.
Do we have any information on the new person? Do you know him personally?
Yeah, there's a lot. Do you know him?
No, what was his name? Russ?
Russ Bryden. I have a whole sheet on him, but I don't have it here.
It sounds familiar, like a county. Is he from LA County? Mm-hmm.
And works. Tony Zampiello was just mentioning to him that he was thinking of retiring. Tony's 62 and would like to, he was planning to leave the next 12 months, but I think he'll leave sooner. But he met this gentleman, he knew this gentleman, and he just thought it would be a perfect fit for Water Master. Mm. And so did the board that interviewed him. And the object was, at first, was to bring him on as an assistant to Tony. But the members of the board thought that really is no way to go. When you hire a CEO, they should be in charge. And so Tony will be around for 3 months. I hate to see Tony go. I enjoyed working with him. But he wants to do other things with his life. So,
yeah, Tom, I just pulled him up on LinkedIn. He's assistant deputy director of the County of Los Angeles Department of Public Works.
Mm-hmm. Public Works.
Looks like he's a Cal Poly San Luis engineer.
Well, local person.
Yeah.
So that's what happened today. Hmm. But we've been talking about it for a long time, and nothing has leaked out. And so I praise the board for that.
So that's interesting. I served on Water Master years ago when I first got on this board, and we did a search and hired Tony on as to lead a Water Master, And so it looks like they did a little bit different. We had interviews and applications and everything.
But. Yeah, but for that position, it according to the lawyer, you don't need to do a search.
No.
But they're going to, somebody will challenge it, and so they're getting prepared for that.
Very interesting. Okay. So be it. Thank you for your report. More to come, I take it. So we'll go to item number 15, which is AB 1234, which is a compliance report that's in our packet. If anybody wishes to add to that report, may do so at this time. If not, then we'll go to director's comments, and we'll start with the Honorable Trevino, our director over here to my left.
You're very kind, Chair. Thank you. A couple of things. I was not in favor of buying those islands when I was on the Met Board, and it was sold to us that if we had a two tunnel project, it would be they would be necessary. And then when that fizzled out, we were told that we were going to lease those islands to rice farmers. And I don't know if that's happened or not. Probably hasn't happened, but I thought that was a bad deal to buy those islands. On another matter, I think this board ought to consider for discussion, if nothing else, term limits on Met directorships. That the appointments from this board should serve no more than 2 or 3 years on the Metropolitan Board. That way, everybody has an opportunity to participate. And I think it's important because obviously Metropolitan has a lot to do with our operations. So I hope that whatever committee, Tom, that would have purview over this would put it on the agenda and discuss this. I think it's important. I think everybody should have an opportunity to serve on the Met Board.
Yeah. And can I, so
yes,
in regards to, and this board has historically done the appointments of the Met directors in three different ways. Under the Met Act, they can by, it's either a resolution or ordinance, can appoint a 4-year term, which is irrevocable,
except for cause.
And Mike Tuohy had one of those terms. And when he was not reelected to the board, that was the cause that was cited. The other is when this board takes action in their motion, they can say appoint for a specified term, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, not by ordinance. But that is revocable at any time. So currently, there is no specified term with our current representative on the Met Board. But that can come before the board on an agenda. And I don't think it's initially a committee, it's a full board agenda. So Charles, if I understand you correctly, you would like this discussion on a future agenda.
That is correct, Tom.
Okay.
I think it's something that we need to discuss as we move forward. Like I said, it's an opportunity for us to get a regional view on what's going on mm-hmm. by being on the Met Board. And I think every director here would benefit from that. And I know I certainly learned about being an appointee of Central Basin on the Met Board during the time of the Diamond Valley Lake and other things. And certainly the last time I served as an appointee of this board. But I think everybody should have that opportunity. So it's something for us to discuss. You know, whether it goes anywhere, that's up to the board. But it's good for a discussion.
So the direction is to the general manager to discuss it with the president, and so
I will share this request with the president of the board,
and then you guys could put it on the agenda.
I think the entire board, Mr. Chair, should have an opportunity.
No, to set it as an agenda item.
Right.
And then the board will come up, and I only say that because she's not here, so
yeah.
She. You know, I don't want her to come to a board meeting and see that on the agenda without. Consulting with the general manager.
Yeah, and Steve, if you would, in terms of setting the agenda, the chairperson of the board, the president of the board, sets the agenda for the board meetings.
Mm-hmm. I'd have to check the policy manual to see.
Yeah.
I'll double check that, though, but I'm pretty sure that's what
I just don't have it written. Yeah, okay.
Okay, so we'll follow up with that. Any further director's comments?
No.
Okay, then we'll go to Director Garcia.
I don't have any comments other than to wish everybody happy Valentine's Day. So I hope you get to spend it with people that you love.
Soon. Go ahead. Dr. Fellow?
Thank you. I'll just have two items. One is as you know, I'm chair of Ventura and LA counties now for Aqua. We had our first meeting in Sacramento, and it was very interesting. And I'm trying to get more people from the San Gabriel Valley to get more involved in Aqua, and Met needs to get more involved. And so we finally got John Morris. He's also a board member and also believes the same thing. But had an amazing 2 days talking about legislation and talking about the future of Aqua, which really wants to go international and start advising water countries about water problems. The second item was last night the city of Monrovia had their State of the City, which I thought was outstanding, and Upper District is in good stead with the city of Monrovia and a great city council there. So thank you.
Thank you for your report. And for myself, Director Garcia talked about Valentine's Day. So today is Valentine's Day, and it's also our 32nd wedding anniversary. And so I get off, I think, a little light, because you would think that we're going to a big, expensive restaurant tonight. So you know where we've been going the last couple of years? Is Shakey's. Shakey's has a heart-shaped pizza there.
It's not even Italian.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Isn't it? And so my wife says, I want my heart-shaped pizza tonight. So it's Shakey's, but it's cute. So I'm getting off. And then with that note, at the beginning, I talked about, three events happening today: Super Bowl parade, the Ash Wednesday, and Valentine's Day. But what came to mind is, what are the three things that occur every 4 years? And this year is one of them. It's the presidential election, the Summer Olympics, and leap year. Always occur every 4 years in the same year. Just note that. With that, we'll go to item number 17, future agenda items. We have one. Does anyone else wish to add anything to the agenda? If not, then we'll go to item 18, no closed session. Any further business before the board? If not, then we are adjourned. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.